Sorry. You'll save your questions for the end. Oh, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you like to talk, don't you?
I sure do. All right. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I don't have any levels right now, but you are listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin.
You sound perfect.
I can't hear myself. Thanks to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. And our Christmas gift to you is not making fun of you as you walk out the door. So see you next year, fatso. Mascot Wedding Show is coming up next, but first, what are we going to hear, Mac?
We're going to hear a Christmas song, David. It's Rufus Wainwright. Spotlight on Christmas, right?
Sure. Start it.
It is starting. Starting kind of quietly. More Mascot Wedding Show to come. Merry Christmas, everybody.
People love the working man who does the best that he can, but don't forget all the horses and toys.
Microphone one.
Microphone two.
And many more to come. The time is 6:04 in the PM. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 90.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. Feliz Navidad, suckers. It's the Mascot Wedding Show. Radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's Christmas special. You may. Please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. You can also send us an email, mascotwedding@gmail.com. And anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. So, there.
Take
so there.
That.
Yeah.
Stump
oh, my God.
Stocking.
Hey, that was Rufus Wainwright off from a Spotlight on Christmas off of some Christmas album mm-hmm. that his mom put out.
Oh, okay.
Or something. I don't remember the name of it.
Abigail Wainwright, thank you very much for your contribution to music.
No, your mom, it's mom's favorite singer.
Martha?
No, it's a sister. She's a McGill, I believe, or something like that. Don't make
what
me look it up.
What is it, Rush?
Kate McGarrigle. Thank you. I knew Rush was good for something besides nothing. Well, it's a Christmas miracle. We have a full house here at the Co-op Studios.
Yes.
A bunch of people we'll introduce later in the show.
Holy Lord, we got a full show. It's fat like a Christmas goose.
Yes. But besides being Christmas, do you know what day it is, David?
Yes, I do.
That's right. It's
The birthday of someone very special. Happy birthday, Jimmy Buffett.
That's right. No, not Jimmy Buffett, David.
Living on sponge cake.
No, I'm not talking about that.
I don't want to pay royalties.
It's a person who is very special to me.
Okay.
He's one of the most important people in my life. I'm talking about NFL superstar. No, I'm talking about you, David.
Oh, thank you so
Yay,
much.
It's your birthday.
Yes, it is.
You're a little Davy Jesus. You're a Christmas baby.
Well, sure, yeah. Yeah, thanks. Thank you very much for the birthday wishes and to all of my followers at home and abroad.
Okay. Do you mean followers? Do you mean Twitter? Or just do you mean...
I'm at the Stars and Stripes Network.
Oh, okay.
Where we're broadcast overseas.
I didn't even mean like ideology-wise.
No.
If you meant any followers. Hopefully no one tries to call on that line.
Eh, they'll be fine.
Yep.
But enough about that crap. I'm having a very nice birthday. Thank you for asking. It was a lovely time yesterday with my family, and now I came back, and I'm here doing the show.
Nobody asked you how your Christmas was, David.
I'm sorry, what now? Well, it was great. To re-answer the question you asked, right?
Yeah, and by the way, it's Christmas. And guess who's here doing a radio show? We are.
Yeah.
That's right. No one else is on the station doing a radio show. You'd think that was a live show by Rush. You've literally phoned that in.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, which is, I don't know why he's still in the studio.
Well, I mean, you know what time the show starts every week.
That's right. And Darkside Daddy is just a machine.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so that's not even a real show.
Yeah, he was like a mattress robot or something like
that. Yeah, something like that. So,
how was your Christmas, Mac? Let's do this.
Oh, deep inhalation. It was good. I just drove up from SA.
And boy, are your...
Boy's my gas low.
That's not
yeah,
funny.
But it's weird because like my brother Calvin, I feel Christmas is great. I shouldn't be negative and go right to talking about my brother.
Sure.
But he was like, he asked me for a Christmas present and my mom's like, oh, your brother Calvin wants you to get him that Mark Wahlberg, a new Mark Wahlberg movie on DVD.
But okay.
And I was like, new Mark Wahlberg? Well, last one that came out, probably means the other guys.
Oh, right.
That
sure,
one with
yeah.
Will Ferrell. But no, he's like, my mom was like, he opened the gift. And he just opened it and stared at it and then like left the room.
Okay.
And my mom was like, he wanted the new movie. I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, I think it's called The Fighter.
He wanted that on DVD.
Yeah, I was like, that's in theaters. It's not on DVD.
Yeah.
And then Calvin was like, yeah, but there's a guy I know in Austin that sells bootlegs.
Okay.
So before I leave here, I got to go to this guy, sell some bootlegs.
That seems incredibly unfair.
Yeah, it is unfair. It really is. KOP, you're on the air.
Is this Mac and David?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your name, caller?
This is Jackie Chandler. Not Jackie Chan, the famous jiu-jitsu guy, but Jackie Chandler calling from Sunken Valley. I just wanted to call in and say Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Jackie. I appreciate that. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thanks. I'm a big fan of your show. I've got the coffee mug, the poster, CD, cold and flu medicine, ashtray, towel.
Well, we don't actually sell any of those.
You might have too much there.
Well, maybe the towels and the ashtray came from somewhere else. They seem to be stamped with the Driscoll Hotel. But
well, that's fine. I appreciate you being a big fan of the show. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, I listen to it the show all the time at the restaurant.
And which restaurant is that?
Los Quesos.
Oh, okay. So you work at Los Quesos in Sunken Valley.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't work there. I'm the owner.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's cool. So wait, are you guys even open today?
You're darn right. We are open. Los Quesos is open 24 hours a day in honor of our Savior. And we are, we may close at about 11:15 tonight, but normally 24 hours, and we are open right now.
Really? Wow, that's great.
Yeah, nothing says holidays like a giant bowl of eggnog queso down at Los Quesos. Los Quesos make runs for the border.
I'm sorry, isn't that Taco Bell's slogan, run for the border?
Ours is different. It's runs for the border.
Runs.
Yeah, our food's so good, you'll want to make multiple trips, short trips.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Sure. Okay.
You know, I think I remember something happening there recently, like, wasn't there something in the paper?
Wait, something in Los Quesos?
Yeah.
We run coupons on occasion.
No. Wasn't there like a gas leak there or something?
No, everything's fine. We had it closed for some light remodeling. We wanted to add some new troughs in the men's room.
Well, hold on a second. David, could you just type? Actually, yeah, I think I remember something too. Do you mind typing like Los Quesos closing into the computer there?
No.
Closing?
No. Yeah, let me just open up a browser.
Hey, there's really no need to do that.
Hold on. Okay, here's something. Yeah. Yeah, there's an article here in the Sunken Valley Shopper.
Look, guys, I gotta go.
Look, check this. Los Quesos shut down by health board.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it says it right here. Hold on. Los Quesos failed their recent examination by the Board of Health and was fined for the most health code violations in state history.
Wow.
Look, that was trumped up charges. There was a health inspector out for a handout. I wouldn't give it to him. And these things happen, gentlemen.
Well, I don't know. I mean, these are some serious charges here. It says here in the article, unsanitary livestock storage. What do you keep animals like at your restaurant?
First of all, those animals were restaurant pets. If they wandered into a vat of soup, wandered in, I can't help that, can I?
I'm sorry. Hold on one second. Why do you keep pets in the restaurant?
The kids love them. Come on, man. Have a heart.
It also says here that you were cooking with endangered species. That doesn't...
Look, yeah. They weren't endangered while we were before we cooked them, but this is entirely not true. And if it was true, they can't prove anything. You cannot get DNA from a condor claw.
Well, I didn't say anything about a condor.
Oh, neither did I.
Well, hold on. There were also numerous reports of food poisoning. I mean, it says right here in the article that several patrons had to be hospitalized.
Look, I contend those people were already on their way to the hospital when they ate here.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people come to Los Quesos for a pre-surgery taco meal. When you're stuck in that hospital, you're dreaming about that taco supremo, I'm sure.
Let me see here.
This doesn't look good.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, Jackie.
Look, they had food poisoning before they came in here. It takes a while to get that. You just don't have it, you know, instantly, and I'm sure they were... And they went straight from here to the hospital. It had to have been something they brought with them.
Huh, that's... Huh. If you say so. I mean, I'm like, I don't know.
I'd also like to deny the rumor that I had anything to do with Bevo disappearing. Look, everybody...
Wait, Bevo, that you...
Fired. If Bevo was fired, that's not my fault. We did Bevo, you know.
Bevo, the UT mascot?
Look, I will admit I did advertise fresh beef, but not that fresh. It was only a joke about Bevo, and it didn't go over well with the UT fans.
Well, but there's no mention of that in this article.
Well, Well, then couldn't it be none of it's true then.
Okay.
Jackie, you said you were open today?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Okay, well, if the health board shuts you down, how are you open?
Well, we're currently appealing the revocation of our license.
Okay.
And we took the chains off the door with some bolt cutters.
Oh, hang on. The chains. Those replaced there by...
The crooked health inspector.
Right.
All right. Well, Jackie, thanks for the Christmas wishes.
Wait. Don't you want to hear about our Christmas specials right now, today only, till 11:15?
It's your call, Jackie.
Well, let me tell you. First of all, we offer the Super Saver. Now, this is an incredible deal for only $159.95. We will save your soup. Now, what do I mean by that? Gentlemen, have you ever heard of a food bank? Well, it's not a real bank. You make a deposit. You look for a teller. You look for a withdrawal. There's none of that. But this is my idea now.
Uh-huh.
We have actually come up with something we call the Super Saver, and this is a real bank. You buy your soup for $159.95, and then we send it. You enjoy a little bit, right? This is the 128-ounce size. And if you can't finish it, we will place it in a cryogenic facility and store it for you for up to 3 years. You come in at any time during those 3 years, assuming that we get this little kerfluffle out of the way with the Board of Health here. And you can enjoy that same soup again for up to 3 years. Then we have the chip and clip.
That seems like a lot of effort just for soup.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, this is the best soup in the Sunken Valley region.
The Tri-Valley area?
Yeah.
Okay.
And besides, the most restaurants will microwave your soup anyway. We just tell you about it in advance, and we even give you an account number, and this is an incredible deal. Chip and clip, that's another incredible deal. We're only offering now until 11:15 tonight.
Uh-huh.
This one, you pay $159.95. You get a...
Some steep prices, Jackie.
Yeah, it's kind of...
No, it seems high, but wait, let me explain the deal to you.
Fair enough.
You get tortilla chips, as many as you can eat. This is a 128-ounce special with the queso. And then you also get a haircut at your table from Monsieur Le Garçon of Sunken Valley.
Well, you get hair in your food?
Well, hold on. Maybe you don't.
Well, you won't notice the difference. And besides, this isn't any hairstylist. This is the backup to the guy who did Jonathan Edwards, the famous presidential candidate.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So this is $159.95. That's a $200 haircut you're getting there. You're saving at least $50.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Sure,
another special, the auto protection plan. This is available with the buffet, family of four only, till 11:15 tonight. You pay $159.95 for this one.
Man, okay.
And once again, these prices, man.
Before the final tally of your bill, that's the key part right there. Before the final tally of your bill, if you pay that, then we guarantee your car will not be keyed, it will not be vandalized or stolen, and that's the auto protection plan that's available anytime before you your final tally of your bill.
You know, I appreciate that. I ate at Lowe's Cases once, and someone did carve something into my car.
Yeah, something.
Well, if you'd purchase that auto protection plan, you could dine with a carefree demeanor on your face.
So, if I didn't purchase the auto protection plan, is my
well? Now I'm not putting two and two together like you suspicious gentlemen.
Well, I was just asking.
Well,
I don't like that laugh there, Jackie.
Let me tell you about the other special we got here. It's called the Healthy Choice. The Healthy Choice menu. Now, because of this brouhaha about the Board of Health, we offer the services Dr. Vinnie Boombaugh, a well-respected veterinarian on staff here.
Uh-huh.
And you can get, for $159.95, you can get a complete health inspection. This is this famous. This is even better than the TSA pat-down. And you can get this before or after you eat, and Dr. Vinnie Boombaugh will certify your good health.
Well, that's...
That sounds...
Timely.
That sounds like something, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. Has anyone taken you up on any of that, Jackie?
Remember, come in before 11:15 tonight.
Well, Jackie, have you sold any of those?
Well, Dr. Vinnie Boombaugh just happens to be here by coincidence, as it turns out. And so I look forward to a lot of interest in his his prognosis.
Well, good luck, Jackie. That sounds like a full
thank
boat.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right. See you on the internet.
Okay.
I don't like that at all. All right. All right. Goodbye.
Jackie.
chilling look of things at Los Quesos.
Jackie Chandler, apparently, out of Los Quesos. So let's take a break, and then we'll introduce our guests. And we got a full Christmas bow. What are we going to hear, David?
We're going to hear the Paybacks. Wait, did we play that last week?
I don't know. We weren't here last week.
Let's do this. Let's play something else.
Okay.
From Frankie Rhodes and the Outs, this is Don't Tread, more Mascot Wedding Show. After this!
Oh, we are going wide across the board.
Yes. You're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. We just heard Frankie Rose and the Outs. That was Don't Tread from their album, I believe it's called Frankie Rose and the Outs.
Spooky. It's a Christmas spooktacular. My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hodder.
And as David said, this is the Mascot Wedding Show, Christmas edition. We're doing it.
Yeah. We are.
You're welcome, Austin.
And all five mics are lit up. Let's go around the horn starting right here. Introduce yourself.
We have a very special guest.
Yes.
I'm Valerie Ward.
Valerie Ward.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Sam Van Meter.
And you are number five?
Andrew Rosas.
Okay. And so Valerie and Sam, why are you guys here?
We are here to talk about the New Year's Eve show that's being put on by Cold Town Theater at Salvage Vanguard Theater.
And Andrew, why are you here?
I'm here for the Skittles. There was talk of Skittles.
That's so right. There's Christmas candy abound. And everybody knows Andrew, friend of the show, Andrew Rosas. He just stopped in.
Local entertainer.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Exactly. Multi-hyphenate, can we say that?
Sure, yeah. That's what's on my business cards that are being printed right now.
Just multiple hyphenates.
So, but this show that Valerie and Sam are in, thank you for being on the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
BT Dubs. It's a New Year's Eve comedy. Like you said, it's being put on by Cold Town Theater, but at SVT?
Yeah, yes. That's right.
And tell me about the show.
The show, Sam, why don't you talk?
I'll go ahead. There's these shows, both of them are these products that were made by an improv troupe called Dasareski that had these improv shows originally and transferred them into these play scripts. And this is the first time anyone other than them has put them on. So right now, Dave Buckman's coaching this. And
Dave Buckman, solid guy.
Yes, solid guy. And one of the guys from Dasareski is going to come in this week and help with directing.
Okay. So are these shows were once improv, but now they're actually written down?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they taped the improv show and they were like, this is really good, guys. Let's put this on paper. I think it'd be really cool because it was just the three of them doing the show originally. And the whole show was just the three of them playing all the parts at different points. But now we have casts of thousands to fill out the entire
world.
Wait,
thousands?
There are thousands of us.
Yeah, like a thousand.
Well, when you say the three of them, let's give credit where credit is due. Who started this whole thing?
Bob Dassey, Craig Kukowski, and Rich Talarico.
Mm-hmm. And Rich Talarico is the one coming in?
Yeah, he's coming down to oversee it.
And when you say coming down, where do these dudes usually live?
Oh, I guess they're coming out.
Out from L.A.
Well, it's inward, but
coming in.
We get your drift.
In south.
Okay, so these are just three L.A. greenhorns, right? Just a bunch of rookies. Is that what you're saying?
Far from it.
What? Yes. Tell me more.
Well, we will blow your mind.
So they have some very impressive credentials.
These guys have worked on things like Mad TV and SNL.
I thought you said impressive credentials. Oh, okay. SNL. SNL's pretty good.
SNL's in there.
Arrested Development, you said?
Arrested Development. Wow.
The gold standard.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. Very talented writers and performers.
That only gets better. So what are the names? And the show is, do you know when it starts? I could open up the website again.
I think it's at 8 o'clock.
8 p.m. is the first one.
Oh, hey.
There's actually two different plays that are going on.
And so what's the first one called?
Dead Uncle Ted, and that's the one that I'm in.
And I'm in Loose Fish, and that one starts at 10 p.m.
Okay. And then we're both in the dance party.
Yay!
Oh, so there's a dance party later.
Yeah.
So if you, and by you I mean you, the listener, were to go to this thing, you get to see not one but two awesome plays, right?
Yeah, you have to get tickets for them separately, or you can get tickets for both.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and where would they get information about tickets?
I think they get it at coldtown.com.
That is correct.
Okay.
Was it Cold Town or is it Cold Town Theater?
I think it's Cold Town.
Cold Town Theater.
Yes, I will check in just
.com. Well, you're not doing anything tonight. Just you're sitting at home Try out your new Kindle.
Kindle?
Sure. Why not? And type
Does
in
Kindle,
stuff.
Does Kindle get online?
Absolutely not.
Playing on your iPad so you don't have to talk to your parents.
Yes, exactly.
And
your mom and Steve.
I'm trying to type this in, but my giant banana hands, it's going slow.
So
it's just coldtown.com. Or no, which directed me to coldtowntheater.com. You win, jerks. And yeah, there it is. It's New Year's Eve comedy. And you get, there's two plays. Loose Fish, you said, starts at 8. Identical Ted at 10:30, and then followed by...
Other way around.
I think it's, yeah.
Oh, it's...
Flip them.
Listed wrong on the website. It's
well, come to both.
If you want to.
If you want
if
to.
If you're so inclined,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and then, well, anyway, because afterwards, there's a dance party at 11:30.
Yeah.
So once you see these people perform, you could possibly awkwardly grind up next to them on the dance floor.
This is their way of ringing in the new year, and you have the possibility, the opportunity to join them. If you could give us a brief... description, sort of an explanation of what these two plays are. Is that even possible, or is it just...
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Dead Uncle Ted is...
Why are you making the throat slash motion at us? That's weird.
Dead Uncle Ted is... Let me do this, Sam. I can do it. Dead Uncle Ted is the basis, the kind of the core of the story is three brothers whose uncle has died, and they're going to his house to kind of clean it out. And so it explores their relationships.
Stay in a spooky mansion overnight. It's part
kind
of the,
like that, yeah.
part of the contract, like part of the will.
Little one room shack of a mansion.
Ooh, ooh. All right.
Why did that get the erotic? Ooh, a shack.
I'm with you.
And then there's scenes that pop out and explores the brothers' lives outside of this room and their careers. And one of the brothers is a gigolo who works for Enchanted Encounters. And
So this is a filth play, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I was going to bring my family, but now I will lock them indoors with their pastor.
And I play the old lady that he is escorting to a play. And you get some backstage at the play action, too. And
nice.
Yeah.
And Loose Fish has three different plot lines going on throughout the whole thing, and they kind of intertwine together. One's following a couple students and their teacher, who is terrible. And the plot line I'm part of is I'm the son of two gay fathers, and I get into some of their ecstasy and wander off into a snowstorm.
Typical gays.
Typical, the standard, just
this was written in California, wasn't it?
And another one with some detectives trying to find a killer. And all those come together during the snowstorm.
Awesome.
Is it a snowstorm or a snowstorm? I'm tapping my nose. I don't know if you can see that.
Maybe a little of both.
Oh, nice. So if I only have time to go to one play, which is it going to be? Go.
Ooh.
No, I'm joking. You don't have to do that.
Fight.
Dead Uncle Ted. Dead Uncle Ted.
That doesn't make for good radio. No, I'm joking. I'm sorry.
This thing that you made them do.
I decided to be bad cop before the show started.
Sure. I decided to be David.
Nice.
Okay, well, and now let's get into how you got, how both you got involved with this. Like, what are your backgrounds and, you know what I'm trying to ask?
Surely you're not just street hobos who exactly. walked to the theater for warmth.
It was like a Christmas miracle. They pointed out the door and said, you there, boy. Do you want to be in a play?
Me, sir?
Why, yes, you.
But I can barely sing. That was the best singing I could do, by the way. The
worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Like a baby beaten with a cat.
That's why you're not in this.
Oh.
Valerie's crazy amounts of experience. I graduated from UT, and I've been doing this for about a year now.
Okay.
Doing improv classes at Cold Town and that kind of thing.
Oh, who's your instructor at Cold Town?
Now I'm being coached by Dave Buckman.
Dave Buckman.
His play.
The aforementioned stand-up guy.
Which level are you at?
I graduated, done with the levels.
Oh, okay.
And I'm in one of the new student troops called Journey to the Big Water.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's all coming together now.
Yeah. Journey to the Big Water.
Stop saying yeah in there.
Yeah, maybe we should. Yeah.
Yeah, we should really shut up. Yeah. And so what did you value your crazy experience? What does that entail?
Then I've been doing improv for over 9 years.
Really?
Yeah. I started in college at UT. I was in a troupe there with some friends. And then
what was the name of your college troupe?
Ed 32. You went to UT, right, Mac?
What are you putting me on the spot like this?
I remember. You drew that comic strip.
All right.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, I did do that comic strip.
Yeah, I liked that comic strip.
Thank you.
What? She really didn't say anything complimentary in that.
She said she liked it.
I liked it.
Oh, I missed that part. I'm so used to not hearing anybody compliment
her. Yeah, your comic totally exists, Mac. It's so there.
I got an email the other day from someone yelling at me, why don't you do your comic anymore?
Because it was in all caps. You can tell they were yelling at you in the email.
I don't know if I should talk about this on the air.
Okay.
I'm not really allowed to promote things.
So I've been doing improv about 9 years. And started in my college troupe, doing stuff at the Hideout. Now I'm with a group called Parallelogram of Phonograph.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been together for 5 years. P-Graph.
Yeah,
short.
I know Roy.
Yeah,
he used to do a show in front of me in college, at the aforementioned college.
Yeah, yeah.
Nummy Muffin Cocoa Butter.
Yeah, and then his wife, Casey, went to high school with Sam.
Yes, she did, up in North Austin.
Tangled Web.
And David, you and I are friends.
That's right.
Hey.
And Andrew's in the studio.
That's right.
Or am I?
I hope not. Wait. Yeah, I hope not.
Well, Parallelogram Phonograph, fun to say. That's pretty much an Austin institution at this point. You guys have really, you know, sort of set the bar. You're the gold standard.
When are you going to grow up and get a real name? That's what we're asking you.
Oh, I was going to ask.
That's what he was going to ask you. You can read it on his face.
Bad
no,
guy.
We're joking.
No, so how did you guys form? How did you guys get started?
We were just all doing improv at the Hideout about 5 years ago, doing some of the jams, getting to know each other, taking workshops together, and I actually kind of tricked my way into the troupe.
Okay.
Blackmail, huh? Nice.
Yeah, more or less. I heard that Roy and Kareem were starting a troupe, and they had just finished taking classes. And I was like, I like these guys. I think I wasn't in a troupe right then. I wanted to be with some people, and so we were all hanging out one night, kind of wandering from coffee shop to coffee shop. And at one point I was with Roy and I said, hey, Roy, I heard you're starting an improv troupe. Can I be in it? And he got all flustered and he was like, oh, I don't know. I'll have to talk to the other guys. I'll let you see. I was like, all right, that's cool. And then later that night I was walking with Kareem and I said, hey, Kareem, Roy said I could be in your improv troupe. Mm. And he went, cool.
Oh, you did the whole mom and dad switcheroo.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, that is inspired.
Do they know this story?
And it worked. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, the phones are lighting up. Apparently, you're not in it anymore.
Oh, yeah, 472-5667. I used to do that on my mom. I'd be like, hey, mom, can I go to the mall? Dad said, no, I'd be like, hey, dad, can I go to the mall? Mom said it was okay. And he's like, sure. And I went to mom and I was like, hey, can I go to the mall? Dad's smoking. And then, while she was distracted, I would steal the car and go to the mall.
Because
you know why I go to the mall, David?
Why is that?
The mall's got it all.
That's true.
Well, that's a, and then, so how long have you been doing, improv? Did you already tell me?
Nine years.
Yeah. Improv veteran.
Yeah.
So, but this is an improv. This is a play with words. Can you guys handle that?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
It's
first
weird.
For me. Yeah.
I used to do scripted stuff like in high school and junior high, but this is the first time I've had to memorize lines in like 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So since, this play is by improvisers and it's being done by more improvisers. Is there any improvisation in this thing, or is it you sticking to the script? I mean, it sounds like whoever wrote this thing, obviously it's pretty good. I'm not saying you need to, but just out of curiosity.
I think it changes a bit person to person. Some people you just can't control.
Yeah, some loose cannons
some
in
loose
the cast.
Cannons out there.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if this guy shows up and he's like, why aren't you saying my words?
I wrote them down for a reason.
Or not funny, I don't know. You'll have to tell me that.
Oh, boy.
It's actually pretty interesting because you can see in the script, you can tell what lines were like things they were discovering in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just as an improviser, I can tell, you know, like, oh, I see somebody just held out their hands like it was a bunch of roses. And the person said, oh, pixie sticks. And you're like, oh, okay. They weren't thinking. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I was going to say that must be interesting as an improviser to sort of read a script that was derived from improv, because you can sort of, I assume when someone's been doing it as long as you have, you can sort of see the, you know, the little like, you know, fires of thought that sort of like bouncing. You're like, oh, I can see where that came from. Like, I recognize where that evolved from. That must be interesting.
And sometimes you have to try to recreate like the effect of stumbling through their thoughts like that.
Yeah.
Try to capture it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because improv has this kind of magic of everything's being created and discovered, and you don't have costumes or props, and so everything's a blank stage until it's defined.
Right.
And so do you guys, you said that, you know, originally it was the three guys acting on all these characters, and now you have a cast of 1,000, which, but...
Thousands.
Approximately.
So do you guys have, like, you know, props and costumes and everything?
like minimal. We're going to have a few minimal props. Mostly just some chairs on stage and then like a couple of costume pieces. Like some of us play multiple characters because there are several thousand parts in the play and only around 1,000 actors. So.
With the original three guys doing it, they'd have to be changing roles so often. I don't think they were changing costumes with it. And so we're trying to keep some of that same vibe going.
Oh, so they performed the play after. Oh, yeah. You told me that earlier. Sorry.
Slipping.
What a bad host.
Yeah.
What an awful, awful host.
Please enjoy the rest of Max Rumballs that he brought in.
All right, everybody. Well, as everyone here in the studio knows, but I'll tell the people at home, I had this weird Candy Jones
right.
when I came down here. And so I ran across the street.
Uh-huh.
Literally ran.
Car swerving waiting
to purchase.
Opening your wallet, pretending it's a badge.
There was one time when I was crossing back, there was a driver of this one truck. I could tell he was like, "Don't cross," and I'm like, "I'm doing it," and here I am, awesome story.
Alive and well.
Yep, Skittles in hand. Thank you, sir. But thank you, dudes, for coming in on Christmas.
Yeah.
To promote this show. Merry Christmas.
And the show again is there's two shows. There's I'm gonna mess up the names. There's Dead Uncle Ted.
Correct.
And which is going second?
Second? Did we decide?
First.
That's at 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Dead Uncle Ted at 8 and then at 10 p.m.
And then
Loose Fish.
I was going to say Living Fish. That's a stupid name. Loose Fish goes on at 10? Yes.
10 p.m.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And these are both going on at Salad Vanguard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
New Year's Eve. And then afterwards there is a swinging little New Year's dance party.
Yeah.
Some okay.
Toasts, is there think. Is there
some
like
champagne.
A is there like a music a DJ some kind of
I think it's gonna be like a, you know? I think it's no. be like a 60s no. dance party right
yeah, a 60s
it's
dance
a
party
60s themed dance party
yeah
okay groovy
was that Michael Jastrow's idea
I believe so I'm not sure
all sounds this like name him. Dropping
sounds like something
yeah.
he'd do
yeah
what was I gonna say
and for more information on this they can go to coldtowntheater.com
yes
okay great
or just coldtown. .com and it'll redirect.
Right, yeah.
Googling.
Yeah. For lazy people. Yeah.
Or web crawler.
Lazy people.
It all gets you there.
You can use Dogpile.
You really should just bookmark Colton. They have so much great stuff going on over there. You should just bookmark it in your browser.
If you want to bookmark it.
If you want to do that.
If you're looking for a fun time, more often than not, you can find a good time at Colton.
So when you guys are on stage and I go, "Hey, Valerie," like when you walk out, because now we know each other.
Yeah.
You're going to be cool with that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Sam, same thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Just wanted
to make sure.
Yeah.
Because I've done that in plays before and they haven't answered me. I feel like a real horse's ass.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe their name wasn't Valerie.
Valerie, I'm not some sort of idiot monster. I use their corresponding name. The name that corresponds with their face.
with their identity.
Yeah.
Valerie, can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah.
I like you a lot.
Thanks.
Do you have anything to tell Sam?
Hey, Sam. Yeah. So in addition to these shows, you've got P-Graph going on. You've got Journey to the Big Water.
Oh, yeah, you want to pump any of those dates
coming
up?
You guys, what do you got coming up after this?
P-Graph, we do a lot of kind of genre stylistic pieces, and the next thing we're starting up starts in February. We're going to be doing a kind of traveling medicine show, con artist kind of thing.
Old-timey stuff.
Yeah, with music. We're going to be doing improvised music, which we've never done before.
That's my favorite thing ever.
And where's it?
The old-timey stuff.
The old-timey improvised music.
It'll be at the Hideout. We play every week, Fridays at 8 p.m. at the Hideout.
Okay,
and excellent. Our new thing will be starting in February, but we'll be doing other shows in the meantime.
Okay. And if they wanted to check out more information on that, they would just go to Hideout Theater?
Yeah, they can go to Hideout Theater or pgraph.com.
Is that P-hyphen graph?
No, just one.
Oh,
word.
The European spelling.
Yeah.
Sam, how about yourself? What's the Journey to Big Water?
Journey to the Big Water.
To the Big Water.
We have our next show. It's on January 6th, and then there's another one on January 19th. Both of those are at Cold Town Theater.
And do you guys have a MySpace page or something?
We have a Facebook page right now.
Facebook? I've never heard of it, but
that's
I'm sure
not going to catch. I'm sorry. You're wasting your time.
I heard there's something called a social network, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, these are the jokes. Do you want to play something or you want me to play something?
I can play something.
Okay, let's take a break and come back with some more Mascot Wedding Show. Put a merciful Christmas gun. And then after the show is over, just turn off your radio. There's no need to stay tuned for Clear Spot, is it?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think she's coming in.
No,
I don't have no idea. Sorry, we tend to stand back on the shows, but then it reaches the point where we're like, okay, we should stop joking.
Rein it in. Exactly. Rein it in.
Exactly.
Although I do remember her talking about bringing in Duncan Sheik's entire catalog.
Yeah.
So that's her Christmas gift to Austin.
Yeah, she said it was going to be Sheikmas.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Let's play some Sweet Fox on the Run. More Moscow Radio Show. After this!
Boop, bop, deep, deep, boot, dude. Microphone.
One,
two,
three,
four,
five.
This is fun. We just summoned Captain Planet with us.
Yeah.
Heart.
Which, by the way, speaking of comic strips, I wanted to do a comic strip of what Captain Planet does when he's not being called up. But like, so, Captain, like, what do you think? Because I think he's just like in a room, like tapping his head, like being like, "Well, what do you do?"
Doing taxes.
Or maybe he's like some dude who works like at McDonald's, and then when they summon him, he turns into Captain Planet.
I thought he wasn't anything. I thought he was just sort of like, I never thought of him as a being. I just thought he was like energy that combined to form Captain Planet.
Like all the Planeteers are Horcruxes.
Thank you. Words exactly.
They're Horcruxes.
Horcruxes?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's brush up on your Harry Potter.
Thank you.
Yes. I'll be doing that as soon as I get out of here. I'm going to run to a bookstore, a library, or video rental place and brush up. No.
Horcruxes.
Thank you. What was the word I was looking for?
Horcrux a dummy.
See, he keeps it together then, because I half expect Captain Planet to like bust out and be like, "What year is it? Like, where am I? What's going on?" Sorry, I peaked.
That's all right.
Get excited during the show. My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hatta.
And this is the Mascot Wedding Show. We have special in studio guests from the upcoming show at Cold Town Theater, New Year's Eve comedy. We have Valerie Ward. And Sam Samerson. What?
Samerson.
I think I know your last name, Sam. Pretty sure.
My bad.
Yeah. Apology accepted. And friend of the show, Andrew Rosas.
Hello.
Do you have any, you want to plug some, we're throwing out some dates here. You got any dates?
You know, there's the, during Free Week, there's going to be a show Emo's, I believe, on the 4th. With the bands of the ASL, the Alternative Softball League, I think that's going on. That may there's still some word out if that's going on. But if it does happen, there will be bands playing there, and I will be playing.
Yeah. We'll write that down, everyone.
Yeah.
Well, we're not allowed.
Do you have a fake schedule? Write that in there.
Well, we're not allowed to give out the prices of anything, so I guess I'll just have to stay in tune with the Free Week. So we'll see how that goes. The best of luck to you, Andrew.
I think it's Celebration of Freedom. I think is what that means.
I believe so. Or the band Free.
Yeah,
they're playing there all week.
I feel like we should have been talking about Captain Planet.
You want to talk more about Captain Planet?
Nope, that's all right.
Well, it's your birthday. What else do you want to talk about?
That's right, it's David's birthday.
Yay! Yay! You know, I find myself bringing that up more than I ever have. Like, this is the year I finally embraced that my birthday is on Christmas, and I am just loving every minute of
How
it.
How old are you?
I am 31 years young.
God, really?
I know. It's my Reggie Miller age.
You look way older.
What?
How old do you think he looks?
I would have skewed so much younger than that. I would have been
younger.
Like, yeah.
Oh Lord, no, no.
I think he looks about 1,000.
Hey, come on!
Well, no. 1,000 is a popular number with you.
Yeah.
just saying.
I can't wait to see you do some improv. Oh my God, there's a lot of people outside. 1,000 people. Just joking.
Give me a location. The Grand Pool Hall.
Because the Grand is anyway. but yeah, I would say 41.
Well, it's 31.
Golly.
Sorry. It's my bursitis that's throwing you off.
So last year when I gave you that happy 40th birthday card.
Oh, you meant that?
Yeah.
No, I thought you were being cute.
Ugh.
Jeez, man. That's a little insensitive.
My God, man. Oof.
All right.
All right. Enough of this.
So how's everyone's Christmas?
Yeah. How's Christmas for you guys?
Best story, worst story from your Christmas go.
Best story, worst story from the last day?
Yes.
It could be. I think David meant ever.
Let's take a look back at the last 16 hours. And
because that throws me off because I pretty much do all my Christmas stuff on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So I'm well beyond anything right now. So just like, it happened already. So,
well, if nothing comes to, I mean,
where are you
no, I was going to say, like, it's weird. Over the past, I guess over the past, like, 5 years, you know, my sister and I are a couple years apart. And so as we get older, and it's, you know, we celebrate Christmas with just my mom, my dad, my sister, myself. And Christmas is being downsized, like, every year. So, like, this year, what we decided to do, and this is actually...
Is that on purpose, where you're like, this year, Grandma, don't come?
No. I mean, I'm just like the sort of pageantry and like the tree and the decorations.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like this year, it was like, hey, 2 days before Christmas, we're just gonna go shopping and buy each other gifts and then give them to each other and then eat, and that'll be Christmas. Actually, a blast. That was it was totally fun because there was not this like
there's no pomp and circumstance.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We just sort of we went out and we had a delicious meal and we bought each other nice gifts and it was wonderful. We went to La Cantera in San Antonio
two
days before Christmas, the Lion's Den.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that place was madness.
Jeez, is it the Brad madness. Scott wedding show? but how? Oh, it was madness? But you said you had fun, right?
I did have fun. I did have fun. But that was, you know, it was the fun of being with my family.
That is fun.
Which is nice.
Yeah. I didn't mean for that to sound weird.
Yeah, because that's fun.
Your family sounds fun.
Andrew. I'll be with them tonight. I remember when I was a kid, like I would like open up a bunch of presents or whatever. And now that I'm an adult, like you're like, oh, one present. Where's the other one? And you go, oh, right. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Like, Santa, as my dad explained to me, was murdered by the Germans. So he doesn't come. Why is everyone laughing at that?
All part of growing up.
Man, I'm learning a lot today. Jeez.
Christmas revelation spectacular.
But yeah, what are you kids doing on this radio show wasting time?
I didn't really hang out with my family or anything. I was just at home. So last night, I hadn't been feeling very Christmassy the whole season. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly why. Maybe it's because it's like 80 degrees. Maybe it's because I work retail and I have to listen to Christmas music all day.
Right.
But last night, one of my roommates collects VHS tapes, mm-hmm. and so I was looking through the shelves for something to watch, and I saw Home Alone, so I popped it in. Hadn't seen it in about 15 years.
Solid choice.
Yeah.
And it's a really good movie.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Did you ever cry during that movie?
No.
Have you ever cried in your life?
No.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed Home Alone. Is basically what I'm saying.
That was my Christmas.
Nothing wrong with that.
That actually sounds really nice.
Yeah. My little sister was like, I want to see Elf right now. Let's turn on TV. Maybe Elf is on. And TNT instead was showing King Kong. Merry Christmas. But that actually did come out on Christmas a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I turned it on last night at midnight. They're showing Ocean's 13.
Yeah.
That's thanks, TNT.
Yeah.
For all you do.
Finger on the pulse of Christmas.
Yeah, well, I remember like 1 year TBS just showed A Christmas Story on loop.
They do that. That's the tradition now.
Thanks, TBS.
Yeah.
Actually, I still like that movie.
TV Guide Network.
Last a lot of teas. We'll throw a lot of teas today.
Indeed. They had like a triple shot of Uncle Buck
last night.
And I was like that was all the Christmas I needed right there.
Uh-huh.
Because that's one of the finest films ever made.
That and your drinking problem. Which, by the way.
Hey, it's not a problem.
Can we talk about it after the show? Why do you think Valerie and Sam are here? It's all an elaborate ruse. Yes.
Intervention time.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
We don't
Mission
know
Impossible,
you.
Like masks.
Why would we wear masks? Why would we wear masks?
You're the one who's wearing a mask.
Oh!
Suck on that, jerk.
Sam, we never got to you. How was your Christmas?
Mine was good. My family lives in town, and I'm Jewish, so I did the whole Hanukkah thing a couple
weeks
back.
Oh, that's all the time we have. Let's...
No. Press the Hanukkah button, David.
And I hung out with my family a little bit. But then also, one of my roommates was in town, and I went. He invited me over to his Christmas dinner, and he's Asian. It was me, the one white Jewish guy, and five different Asian families, all speaking in Chinese, but still had a wonderful time. It's really nice.
And then what happened after you walked into that bar?
Sam, that story was terribly racist.
Yeah, well, just the facts.
So we're still waiting on that favorite Christmas memory, Jew.
Jesus!
You're listening to Monsters.
Well, I'm thankfully, that's all the time we have.
We are out of time.
What a wonderful way to end that.
But thank you very much for Sam and Valerie for coming
thank
on.
You.
Make sure if you're not doing anything on Christmas Eve. New Year's Eve, you might want to check out.
If you have a time
out.
Machine and you're not doing anything Christmassy.
Exactly.
Go back and kill Hitler, get us some crystal clear Pepsi, and buy me some Batman comics because those are going to raise up in value.
Yes, they are.
Because that's what you got to do. Your time machine.
Wrap it up.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve comedy at Cold Town Theater. Sorry, it's at SVT. ColdTownTheater.com has tickets and times for more information. Andrew Rosas, thanks for coming on the show.
You betcha. Yes. Thank you, guys.
As well. Happy birthday, David.
Thank you so much. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit MascotWedding.com. Email us, MascotWedding@gmail.com, or also on Facebook, keyword Mascot Wedding. Mac doesn't like it when I say a keyword, but whatever. It's my birthday.
Whee.
What are we going out with, Mac?
Empire of the Sun, We Are the People.
All right. It's queued up?
Yep.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Mac.
Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday, David.
Thank you. Goodbye, Austin. Clear Spot's coming up next.